Deciding on which cattle to cull and which ones to keep impacts future herd performance and profitability. There are many factors in that decision on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We all know that once harvest starts, it's full speed ahead. That's why you need Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It's specially formulated with 7 top quality additives, including an injection stabilizer for better performance and less downtime. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. You'll sleep better knowing you've got Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster in the tank. Assuming, that is, that you stop harvesting long enough to get some sleep.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
To be a successful cattle producer, you have to cull the herd from time to time to maintain profitability and genetics. Jane Parrish is an extension beef specialist at Mississippi State University. She says one big reason to cull a cow is reproductive status.
She's been a real good cow for you, had a lot of calves, but this year you're just having trouble getting her pregnant. She's using your resources and she's not paying you back, so at that time you may want to consider moving those animals out of the herd. And then you have some of those that just don't have the genetics or for whatever reason maybe don't perform as well as other animals in the herd.
As long as the teeth, udders, feet, and legs are sound, older cows still producing calves are economically valuable. However, Parrish says if your emphasis is genetic improvement in the herd, younger beef females are often genetically superior to older cows. Despite the age, any animal that shows signs of lameness or other health issues should be culled as soon as they are noticed. Parrish says the decision of when to reduce the herd depends on the timing and the reasons for doing so.
People will cull them at natural time. If she has a calf on her side, maybe you want her to finish raising that calf, and then once the calf is weaned, then at that point she would be available for culling. Another example would be when there are drought conditions and you just don't have the resources to do a good job with what you've got. You've either got to bring in feed and hay or you've got to downsize your herd. So in those situations, you need to make sometimes drastic decisions.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more cattle culling strategies at agriculture.com.